course, the continuation of news and information that comes forth concerning COVID-19, coronavirus, and all that. I was fascinated by this, and it just highlights sometimes the, I don't know if you call it confusion, or just, you know, the differences of opinion and the ways that you're trying to disseminate information that could be helpful, maybe not, what's tested, what hasn't been, what's acceptable, what's not, especially with the medical communities. Online Detroit Free Press had a big story. Tressa Baldus, I guess, is her name. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Talking about a Michigan biopharmaceutical company that is actually now marketing an over-the-counter nasal antiseptic that it says has killed COVID-19 in lab tests. Now, this is not a cure. Mm-hmm. It's just another preventative treatment, as they say, along with the, you know, the hand washing and sanitizing. Here's where it gets interesting. So neither the Center for Disease Control nor the FDA have conducted trials to know whether the antiseptic can actually kill COVID-19. Again, this is from the Detroit Free Press investigation. But the scientists at this biopharmaceutical company called Blue Willow Biologies, Biologics in Ann Arbor, have a partnership with a British company. And British scientists have done some investigations that show that they have tests that say it has killed COVID-19 in lab tests. It's a product called NanoBio, an alcohol-free, fragrance-free antiseptic that you swab on the inside of your nose. And the company says that it's an added form of protection against the virus to be used in conjunction with frequent hand washing, limited touching of the face, and social distancing. So again, it's an additive preventative measure. Dr. Chad Costley, the chief medical officer at the company, says, "We see it as part of a total program to prevent infection. It's not a cure. It's part of a total solution to help people get back to their lives." Blue Willow is a spinoff of the University of Michigan. So, again, you've got this company that's a spinoff of University of Michigan. You'd call them University of Michigan, pretty reputable. You have a doctor at this company. You have scientists at a lab in Britain that has done the testing. And apparently what they did for the testing is they took samples and plated for viral counts. After 5 to 7 days, the plates were fixed in stain. The results were conclusive. The antiseptic killed the COVID-19 virus at every point. The conclusion is it was effective at deactivating the virus at least 99.99%.
Well, that's pretty good.
That's from the lab in England. Mm. The product is designed for use on the skin inside and around the nose, where germs frequently enter the body, and can be applied with a standard cotton swab. And again, now here's where I find it interesting. And the CDC nor the FDA have not weighed in on the product. Though the CDC has held that the active ingredient in the product is not adequate to kill COVID-19.
Well, all right.
Hmm. So.
So is this product on the market?
Yes, it is. It is on the market. It's NanoBio. That's what it's called. NanoBio. NanoBio Protect. Hmm. And apparently they fall. Well, the FDA is issuing warning letters. We heard about this from some companies that are, you know, marketing, you know, products like this. Blue Willow is not a company that is being looked at by the FDA because so far, apparently, whatever they're doing, whatever claims they're making, however they're marketing, it is within the guidelines that the FDA allows. There's a lengthy article. I'm going to put an attachment here on our morning team page. But again, I just find it fascinating. You have a doctor with the company. Again, it ties to the University of Michigan, which you say reputable. You have a British company. Then you have the CDC and the FDA. And furthermore, the Free Press contacted a doctor at Beaumont. And this doctor is an ear, nose, and throat specialist. And he says he's skeptical. He says for several reasons, because there's been no human testing for one. Yeah. And he says, when a doctor says this, it makes you wonder. At this point, it's not something that I would want to put in my nose. Again, and he says it's not been cleared by the CDC and FDA.
Well, of course, the CDC is in with Big Pharma and favors vaccines over anything else.
Well, I don't know what their parameters and priorities are, how they look into these kinds of studies. And this doctor, again, at Beaumont, this ear, nose, and throat specialist, says that multiple studies show the active ingredient in the product can interfere with the nose's ability to flush and clean out mucus that builds up, which can lead to more infections.
There you go.
So
we don't really know anything.
Exactly.
How about that?
We just
don't know anything.
This goes back to all the different discussions going on.
Mm-hmm.
But so what do you do with this?
I don't know. Go with the British.
You've got to test it. They've just got to do more and more testing. I read that same article yesterday.
Okay.
I did too, and I walked away thinking, huh? That's what I left with.
Well, it sounds like it wouldn't be that expensive.
No, I don't. I think there actually is a price mentioned here. I think it's like $25 a bottle or something like that.
What happens if it's in your chest?
Well, it's already there. This isn't going to do anything about that. This is to keep it from going in your nasal passage, right? To
if it's in your chest.
You're on your own.
You're already beyond the problem.
So are you supposed to take this just...
It's part of a preventive.
Preventive.
Wash your hands, put it in your nose, and be on your merry way.
Okay. And Dave, I would think that the CDC, if it works for political purposes, they would go along with it, if it does.
We'll see.
If it does, because they would look really, really poor.
That's true.
The name is the Center for Disease Control. I mean, if they didn't follow the science and they didn't follow what it says, then they would get in some trouble.
And I wondered, does the CDC follow FDA recommendations, or I'd have to look into that.
Yeah, I don't know how that all goes.
Because they're not. And the one thing that did. When I looked at it, was what this doctor said, maybe what you were referring to, was like there's been no human testing,
right? Mm-hmm.
So the testing's all been in a lab. Mm-hmm. So, okay, you can prove it in a lab, but...
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm not saying it's not going to work or not. It's just... But...
Well, it's a sign of hope for some people.
It's fascinating for all the things that go on, because you'd look at both sides, you'd say, okay, it seems that there are reputable sources and reputable dealings, but now, okay, here. It's on the table.
Right. Welcome to the world of academia and science and all that. You have to have everything peer-reviewed. You have to go through all kinds of steps to ensure that whatever drug or whatever vaccine you are passing or whatever study, it has to go through lots of hoops and ladders.
And some people wonder why certain things like this may take years.
That's right.
Going back to if you're taking the advice of this ear, nose, and throat specialist who says that there's potential for future problems because maybe it helps do what these people want it to do, but maybe it also has adverse effects on your nose mucus to fight further infections.
Right.
So maybe you're benefiting on one hand, but not on the other. This is why, we've talked about it before, I'm willing to bet, and I have not seen the product, but there's probably a whole informational instructional sheet inside where it tells you how to use it and the benefits
and the
on
side
one page
effects.
And 30 pages. 30 pages of side effects.
Yes, may cause you to become an Ohio State Buckeye fan.
Oh, that
would be one side effect.
Don't take it at all.